I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's been tough sledding for the Indians. Terry Pluto has, of course, been documenting all of that and so much more. We welcome him in, esteemed journalist, commentator, everything over at cleveland.com. Thanks for joining us, Terry, on the hotline, Mercedes-Benz and Bedford hotline. Welcome in.
That's a nice way of saying I'm old. And the fact that I'm old, by the way, means I'm first with the Plain Dealer, the newspaper. So.
Well, we wondered, Terry, of course, the Plain Dealer, and I still have...
No, I'm still... Actually, that's a big deal to me, because I got into this business to do that, and that's where my check says Plain Dealer, even. So it's great.
Hey, I still have my subscription, so I'm very proud of that. Terry, been reading you...
It is. I mean, it's one of the... I know I'm going a little different direction, but it's, you know, it's like 40 years I've been doing this, and I am still so proud of that. And the cool thing is, you know what else hasn't changed a whole lot? Radio is still radio. You're still, nobody sees you and you're talking to a mic and it goes over somebody's car or whatever. Yeah, there's internet and everything else. Most people are listening to you while driving around, you know?
And that's a scoop right there.
Terry's got his landline still. I don't have one of those.
How about that? You know, see, I'm old school. So there you go.
If he has the rotary dial, then we're in trouble. All right.
No, I don't. I like to push the buttons.
Terry, we're pushing buttons constantly on this show. I want to know from you, first of all, we're doing the Summer Hack topic series. We were talking about the top five Cleveland athletes or sports figures in Cleveland when it comes to star power, current ones. And we were wondering how many Indians would make your list, because the only Indian that made my list in terms of guys that could walk in other markets and be recognized instantly, I said was Tito. I said Terry Francona.
Yeah, I think, you know, Lindor's on his way, but he would be probably the only other one. I mean, clearly he got a lot of votes for the All-Star team from around, so they couldn't have all just come from here.
Does he belong to be on the All-Star team quickly?
Probably not. I have to look and see what the other guys are. I think he's been disappointed. I've been disappointed at how he's played, you know, after he got going. He's defensively, he's not quite as good either. I didn't think that was an error yesterday on that. But in general, you know, he's had more lapses and stuff. I mean, it could just be, the game is hard, and you got to recalibrate sometimes. And after his first 100 at bats for the next season and a half, it was just let's hit 300 and be the best defensive shortstop in baseball, and there's no problems. Well, that changed.
Who else is on your list?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the problem is nobody with the Browns very long to, you know. I mean, Joe Thomas is revered locally, but that's it. I don't know. I mean, Andrew Miller is a guy that I think becoming the way he played in the postseason, Kluber would be, you know, any team would love to have him. There'd be a lot of excitement about it. But guys, it's too early for me to do star power. I told your producer this, and this is what you get. That's why I decided to talk about newspapers.
I love it. And Terry, of course, you can always see him talk. You appear on More Sports and Less Levine, and also going to be at the Mayfield Branch Library in Mayfield Village coming up on July 10th on Monday. You'll be speaking, of course, signing many of your books.
Hey, I do appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Terry, the story comes out today of ESPN. Mm-hmm. It's multiple reporters and well-sourced that Dan Gilbert, of all people, with the highest payroll in basketball the last 2 years, lowballed Chauncey Billups, gave him a $1.5 million offer when the going rate is around 4-5 when it comes to presidents. Is that something that troubles you? Do you think?
To an extent, but there's actually two parts that trouble me on that. One is that he just didn't feel like paying. Secondly, all right, so it's the offer came. I think Gilbert and Griffin broke up on June 19th. By June 21st, Billups had an offer. If you're thinking $4 million, and you get offered 1.5. Does it take you 3 weeks to figure out I'm not going to get $4 million?
I think that's why he waited so long. I think he was trying to figure out a way to.
You start talking, and by then they say, "Hey, this is what the job pays." I just wonder if there's something else. I mean, money's part of it. Money's always part of everything. But the odd thing is, if you think about it, guys, what else changed? Nothing changed. So your offer is 1.5, and you think if you get to 2, that's it. LeBron was still going to be a free agent in a year. You know, Ty Lue, your buddy, is still the coach. You're still the best team in the Eastern Conference. You still can't do much on a salary cap. You know, in other words, all the things that we've talked about for months remained in place, and he just kept trying to decide, what do I want to do? And truthfully, I just wonder if he had some other, do I want to work for Gilbert? Did that come into play? You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I just found that odd. I think there's deeper than money. Money's always part of it. Again, I'm not dismissing that. But there was something else, and I have no clue what it is.
Well, Terry, there was also, obviously, money, I'm sure, played a part in the David Griffin
Yeah, but those guys are really going at each other,
that's
too.
What I was just going to ask you. That had to be more than
that. Yeah, money's a part of that, too, but it was part of other stuff. David felt underappreciated. The moment, remember, David Griffin and Ty Lue have the same agency. So last summer, when Ty Lue's contract was extended, the numbers are both represented by the same people, and when his contract was extended and Griffin's was not, that already rose up one red flag for Griffin. And then they dragged on, and they went around and around. And it, money was, again, part of it, but that was feeling appreciated and everything else. Now, you know, you have to keep in mind, some of these owners just think that they don't have to pay a ton of money, whatever, for general managers. I posted some scribbles yesterday, and I just sent them up on Twitter now, about the Bucks situation. They have their own Kobe Altman running the team. Some guy I never heard of named John Horst, who was the number three guy in the organization. You know, they lost John Hammond, who was a veteran GM, and then they couldn't decide on the second guy, and all of a sudden Horst ends up running the team. I heard he's making less than $1 million. Yeah, and if you're the Bucks, by the way, think about, okay, you're not maybe in the Cavs thing, but you're a playoff team, and, you know, you could do some stuff.
Terry, I'm curious, in the course of writing your books and of course, chronicling the Cavs championship season, you had a lot of interaction and you wrote a lot about Chris Grant. Did Chris Grant feel kind of the same way that he felt underappreciated by Dan Gilbert?
Yeah, basically what he felt is he was out there doing all the dirty work, you know, pile up the draft picks, cut the, because remember, they really slashed the payroll and everything else. Cut the payroll, pile up the draft picks, take the losses, set it up sort of things, and then just as, you know, they either going to get LeBron, or that summer they were going to unleash, as he called it, unleash all those draft picks to bring in somebody. He was fired. And Danny Ferry, you know, he felt he kind of went, did everything he possibly could, because when Ferry came in the first year, he had a mandate to make the playoffs and get LeBron to be signed to a first extension. That's way back in 2005. And they did make the playoffs. You know, he overpaid for guys like Damon Jones and Donyell Marshall, that, but he had to get a good enough team around to make the playoffs. They went around. They got LeBron to sign an extension. It was only 3 years, but at least it was something. And then, you know, the following year, they go to the NBA finals. And then after that, you know, it was a scramble around to bring in guys to try to win again. And the clock's ticking in LeBron. And I think he wasn't so much underappreciated there. He just ran out of gas with the situation here. But, yeah, Grant felt that way. And, you know, I mean, Jim, if you go even back, John Paxson came in, and, you know, he was the guy that was the GM when they stripped it all down. They got the pick for LeBron. They were building it up. And they ended up, I think he was 42-40, and they fired him. So, yeah, he's not great with general managers. A lot of these, the number of these owners now, I mean, they, as I mentioned the Milwaukee situation, there are others. I was talking to a top agent yesterday, and he said, you know, it's a different breed of owner, a lot of these young guys. They just think that they bring in all their analytics guys and everything else, and they think that they could do it that way. And that's what you get.
Terry Pluto from The Plain Dealer joining us on the hotline. So I'm conflicted here because obviously it's the first championship in 52 years.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert spent the money. He spent
the
$20 million just to get the lottery pick for like a 3% chance that turns into Kyrie. How should Cavs fans feel about Dan Gilbert right now with all the mudslinging going on?
Still more positive than negative.
Also, despite their enormous personality conflict, LeBron and Gilbert, LeBron's not coming back unless he knows Dan's going to write the checks. He's not. It's that simple. LeBron, by the way, remember at the end of in the summer of 2015, had a 1-1 contract. He could have walked. He didn't. At the end of 2016, you know, is when he signed that. In other words, he was in a position twice in a row after this first year here to walk, but he didn't because he did those contracts. Now, in 2016, he signed a 2-year contract with a third-year player option. So that tells you that I watch LeBron a lot. I mean, you talk about a guy who makes good business decisions and sizes stuff up. You know, is LeBron happy to get Griffin's gone? No. But remember, LeBron's out to win. If this whatever new constituted front office does, if it can get him players to win somehow, he's going to stay. If not, he's out of here. And by the way, we don't have a clue what Chauncey Billups would have done.
No, not at all.
None at all. So, I mean, I don't like it. See, to me, Dan Gilbert, Dan Gilbert gives both Ty Lue and Griffin an extension back in 2016, and we're not having this discussion right now. And this was so easily to avoid this mess. So he created that. But when you look at the big picture, I mean, guys, it's 3 straight trips to the NBA Finals.
The problem is, Terry, and I'm with you, I've given Dan plenty of credit. I am criticizing him today because I think a lot of this is unneeded. I think they could have...
All of it's unneeded.
I mean, just give David Griffin the title.
Yeah,
pay
right.
him the day
and
after they win the
and
title.
And do it after they won.
Yes.
And don't do it... I mean, there were some offers made right at the end of the playoffs. And I mean, then by then, the personality conflicts were so bad. And remember this, David Griffin walked out of a job before. He and Steve Kerr... in 2010, unilaterally just left the Phoenix Suns because they felt unappreciated by the owner. And they had just led the Suns to the Western Conference Finals. It was a big, you know, surprise team, little team that could think down there. And they just said, forget it, we're out of here. I always like, how about that? If you're a Suns fan, that's 2010. And then you look up a few years later, and there's Kerr coaching the Warriors, and Griffin's running the Cavs in the finals.
But how do you think history will look at Dan Gilbert if, and it's a big if LeBron James ends up leaving again? How do you think history...
I mean, in the end, the first line will be he delivered the first title in 52 years to Cleveland. That mm-hmm. will be number one. And then you'll get into there, you know. And so remember, he's got a lot of business dealings, you know, good and bad and that. But, you know, it's kind of like Dick Jacobs didn't win a World Series, but you go back and look at it, while he was there, the ballpark got built, and they went to the World Series twice.
Terry
Pluta. And he had higher payrolls. The fact that he sold the team right at peak value when he knew he was going to be slashing the payrolls and everything else is going to be pretty much ignored because the success kind of overwhelms the other stuff.
Terry Pluta from the Plain Dealer joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline on the Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima. Okay, Terry, the Indians, as we shift gears here, the Indians, boy, last 2 nights, ugly, and at home, ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It is a long season, but at some point...
It's also July.
What's that?
And it's July.
Yeah, you're right. It's July. How concerned are you that this... you know, has a long-term impact into August, into September,
yeah.
And if they are fortunate enough to get in the playoffs, that
they don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm with you all the way. I mean, guys, a couple of things. By the way, this is the same repeat. Remember when the Twins came in and they had those huge crowds and they scored 2 runs in 4 games or whatever it was?
Yeah.
This looks just like that. You can't – a key last year, not was not only the winning at home, which they had the best home record in the American League – Francona said this several times, it set them up for success in the playoffs because they had the home field in the playoffs. They felt they were almost invincible at home. And here comes Boston in. They knock them off twice in a row. By the time that game at Fenway Park is played, I was there. The Red Sox fans already had their gloom and doom on. It was over. And the same thing happened. They won their first 2 against Toronto, go up there, and took them out. So I just think that... having that, not only winning at home, but that feeling of winning at home is so important in the playoffs. And if they don't get it back, I mean, isn't it astounding they're the second-worst home record in the American League now? second worst?
And third total behind what? San Francisco and Philadelphia. You got two teams that are 20 and a half games back in their division.
It's just bizarre. And, you know, I mean, there's – it's not just – I've had people – the Wolves, they've been Mike Napoli in this. I mean, that might be part of it. But, look, I mean, I guess Danny Salazar's in the minors, and Josh Tomlin is just struggling to get anybody out. And, you know, there are a bunch of other issues there. But that's no excuse for being as poor at home as they are. Not when teams well under 500 have home records over 500.
Terry Pluto, just one final thing. We appreciate the time, as always. And again, going to be signing books, going to be speaking, upcoming event July 10th. That's Monday at the Mayfield Branch Library over there on the east side. This team right now, without Terry Francona, the fact that, you know, he's had to be away from the team twice, now they're answering questions about it. The team continues to say they're optimistic. I don't even know if I want him going down to the All-Star game now.
Oh, I don't right now at all. If he has an irregular heartbeat, which they said, unfortunately, my family, we got a lot of experience with all kinds of heart issues and stroke issues. It's kind of like, you know, like some families have cancer, we have that. And they need to keep him in there to find out what is causing the irregular heartbeat. Because it could be something major, or it could be just a medication or something else, but it takes a long time to sort through all that. I can tell you this. We've had someone close to us that went through this. It's called AFib. And I'm assuming that, and when they said irregular heartbeat, I'm not making it up. It's not, you know, speculation. And that can lead to lightheadedness and all the things that he talked about. So I'm hoping that that seems to be the plan. Now, keep him in there. Find out what it is, then get your medication right, and he might be fine. Or it could be a simple symptom of something else. And I'm not playing phony doctor. I'm just basing it off of what they say. I mean, in my mind, hey, you know, you just finish the first half without him, and having him fly down to Florida, and then turn around and fly to Oakland? I mean, are you crazy?
It's a good point. Thank you, Terry. We always enjoy reading you. Appreciate you coming on.
Good stuff.
Guys,
thanks,
thank you so much.
All right, there
bye-bye.
He is. Terry Pluto.
Fantastic.
Plenty of opinions. He says, the Gilbert thing is a mess, but give him some credit. He helped him win a title, first one in 52 years. And he doesn't think Tito should even go down to Miami unless they get some of this stuff figured out.
Well, if they're still – he brought up a very good point regarding the medications, which we'll get to, I guess, in a little bit. But, yeah, he's very good points on both counts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.